Across the globe, the number of child workers is falling as nations encourage minors to study rather than take jobs. But in South America, Bolivia is moving in the opposite direction. A new law makes Bolivia the only nation in the world that legally allows boys and girls as young as age 10 to hold jobs. John Otis tells us why.
In the Bolivian city of El Alto, youngsters shout out the destinations of departing buses to lure passengers. One of these barkers is 15-year-old Luis Canasa. He earns about 12 cents for every bus he fills. Canasa says he began working at age 7, helping his parents sell tennis shoes. On weekends, he performs clown shows. All told, some 850,000 Bolivian children work. They sell food and clothes at outdoor markets. They mine silver and harvest sugarcane. They also have a high-profile role model. President Evo Morales, who is the son of peasant farmers, began herding llamas with his father when he was only 4. In fact, most child laborers in Bolivia are under 14, which had been the minimum work age. But last year, child workers marched to the presidential palace in La Paz to demand legal recognition and greater protections for under 14 workers. And lawmakers acted. Now, as long as they stay in school, children starting at age 12 who have parental consent may work under contract. Children from age 10 may be self-employed. The law, which was passed in July, also mandates stiff penalties for employers who abuse child workers. Communications Minister Amanda Davila says the law recognizes the harsh realities of a country where 42% of the population is poor and children are often expected to help support their families. The politically correct thing to say is that kids shouldn't work, Davila says, but the government thinks this position amounts to hypocrisy. Still, the new law puts Bolivia at odds with the International Labor Organization, which stipulates 14 as the minimum work age for developing countries.
We express our concern because, again, 10 years age child should have different kind of opportunities, no?
Marco Luigi Corsi is the UNICEF representative here. He says education is the best way out of poverty and that children who work often fall behind at school. Corsi predicts the new law will encourage more preteens to seek jobs.
Actually, you create a situation which is worse than what you have now.
Others claim the law will go unenforced. For example, it's easy to find kids working jobs that the government classifies as too hazardous for children. Among them is brickmaking, due to the dust and toxic fumes. At this La Paz brick factory, I meet Hugo Cupana, who is only 9.
¿Cómo te llamas tú?
Hugo.
Hugo? Hugo.
Cupana Miranda.
Okay. Hugo, ¿cuántos años tienes?
9.
9? Okay.
Hugo and his sister work here after school, stacking freshly baked bricks into wheelbarrows, then pushing them into the warehouse. They earn about $3 for every 1,000 bricks they move. Fernando Siles, the factory owner, says he's never been bothered by labor inspectors. In fact, Siles believes he's doing a good deed and points out that many of these kids are homeless and hungry. By teaching children to make bricks, he says, we are teaching them to earn their daily bread. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.